because there were so many times in corporate that I would get like my hand slapped for something and I would be like, if I was a man, that wouldn't happen. So I really had this like vision of like, I want to basically be this like fucking powerhouse woman in a suit, basically like putting my finger up to like all these men that like shunned me for so long in the corporate space. And it really evolved from there. And then I was like, I almost want to have this like Wall Street vibe. And then I almost want to have this like 50 Shades of Grey vibe, right? Where it's this like hot, sexy tie vibe, right? So I really brought everything to Brittany and she had it all in her hands and then she knocked it out of the park. Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more reoccurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. I don't know if you've heard me say this, but I have been recording the majority of my solo episodes on my phone. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I mean, I think the quality is pretty good, but it just makes it so much easier because I don't know about you, but I get like my best ideas and my most creative times, like when I'm driving, when I'm out for a walk. I mean, obviously when I'm in the shower, don't worry. You guys are not recording a podcast with me in the shower. That would actually be kind of weird. But funny enough, I actually don't love recording solo podcasts, cats out of the bag, because it's kind of similar when I go to create content. Like I go and I sit at my desk and I pull my microphone up and I hit record and I'm like, okay, what am I going to talk about today? Versus like right now when I'm driving and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really good topic to talk about because I just got off of a coaching call or I just talk inside of a group or I'm really fired up from something, right? And I can just like riff on the spot. So I think that's why I'm actually enjoying it much more. Plus, I just feel like when I'm moving, I have more energy and I feel like, I don't know, maybe you guys can feel it coming through on the podcast. I don't know. But I've also talked about this too. I'm actually doing more solo podcast episodes because it's what you guys have actually asked for. So with that being said, if there is something specific that you guys are like, I really want to hear about this, or how do you do this, or tell me more about this, I would love for you to literally slide into my DMs after this podcast episode and tell me what you want, because the podcast is not for me. The podcast is absolutely for you, for my community, and I want to make sure that I'm delivering to you exactly what it is that you guys want to hear, what it is that you guys want to learn, maybe a deep dive into my life, right? Whatever is going on. But today's podcast, we're actually going to talk about the brand photo shoot, everything that went into it, why I did it, what it was about, the story behind it, the vision, the evolution, literally everything. And I'm really excited about this episode because it was really more than just a photo shoot. It was really about this like evolution of who I've really kind of become over the last year, but really more like the last 6 months. And it was interesting because about 7 months ago, I started to get really bored with my content and I started to get bored with like what I was putting out. I started to get bored with like how it was looking. My daughter does my content and like every other day I was like, I want it to look like this and I want it to feel like this and let's change it to this. And I knew it was because I wasn't truly embodying like any sort of vision or any sort of like really like plan with it, right? And if you guys have been around here for any amount of time, you know that normally I don't really roll with a plan, but I really wanted a plan of like what I wanted my brand to like evolve into. Plus, I went through a lot of personal evolution. I went through a lot of personal change, and I really wanted that to kind of like tell the story. And I want to go back and kind of tell you what happened. So I had a former one-on-one client. Her name's Katie. Shout out to Katie. She's amazing. And her and I have really become friends during our one-on-one coaching time together. And then now after it, we've built a beautiful friendship. And I had watched her go through this evolution in this photo shoot where she basically like transformed from this like bubblegum, is what she called it, this like bubblegum macro coach, to this like fucking smoke show hot business coach, like helping you with high level goals, right? And I was like, damn, like literally I am here for that. And we kind of joked around at first. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to hire your photographer and your videographer. And she was like, girl, you should. They're going to get you dancing. They're going to get you in some Jordans. Like, you will absolutely love it. And it was just kind of like, yeah, maybe I will. And I also knew that they were in Denver. So I obviously I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they're in Denver, Colorado. And if you guys don't know this about me, I do not fly. So I was like, how can we actually make this work where I work with them, but like they come to me, right? So like I say a lot in sales, if you don't put the ask out, you're never going to know. So I literally slid into this girl's DM, Brittany, shout out to Brittany. And I was like, girl, I'm obsessed with Katie's photo shoot. I literally loved what you've done. I know that you are in Denver, but would you possibly travel to Scottsdale? Like if the price was right, like, would you come here? And we got on a call and we literally mapped out like what I wanted this vision to be for my new brand. And it was funny because from the very beginning, I kept telling her there was a couple things that I envisioned. If you guys love Taylor Swift or don't love Taylor Swift, it doesn't matter to me, but she has a song that I used to sing all the time. And it was called If I'm the Man. And it was like, if I was the man, if I was the man. And it was really talking about like how she was getting judged doing business as a female and how she was getting looked at in a man's world. But if she was a man, these things would really fly. And I have a long history of corporate, 25 years. And this was like my theme song because there were so many times in corporate that I would get like my hand slapped for something. And I would be like, if I was a man, that wouldn't happen. So I really had this like vision of like, I want to basically be this like fucking powerhouse woman in a suit, basically like putting my finger up to like all these men that like shunned me for so long in the corporate space. And it really evolved from there. And then I was like, I almost want to have this like Wall Street vibe. And then I almost want to have this like 50 Shades of Grey vibe, right? Where it's this like hot, sexy tie vibe, right? So I really brought everything to Brittany and she had it all in her hands and then she knocked it out of the park. Like she did everything from the vision to the clothes, to the music, to the aesthetics, to even things as simple, you guys, as like we held up magazines in the photo shoot that were like Playboy, CEO, Entrepreneur, and she actually made those on Canva. I'm literally giving you guys like all the secrets. She literally made those on Canva and then we just like pinned them to like Cosmopolitan or like Better Homes and Garden or whatever. Like she nailed every single last detail from like a briefcase to like a fake Rolex to coffee mugs to just like literally everything. It was this vision that I had of what I really wanted it to be. And I also really want it to be like a story of like really changing the narrative around sales, really changing the narrative around what women actually thought about sales, right? Because when I ask women 99% of the time, like what comes to mind when you think of sales, they say one of three things: gross, sleazy, salesy. That's like one category. They think like obnoxious, in your face, aggressive. That's another category. Or the third category is used car salesman, right? So I really wanted to like shift this narrative of like what sales can be. And I want it to be fun and playful and feminine, but still sexy and also still masculine, right? So it was like really putting like all of these puzzle pieces together. And then also showing like a lot of my own personality, right? Like
who I've evolved to, right? Like dancing and no longer being afraid to like do a lot of things. Like, you guys, let me tell you a story. I literally danced in the middle of the street in downtown Tempe, which is College Town, USA, in Arizona, and they stopped traffic for me. Like, the photographer and the videographer literally stopped traffic so that I could dance in the street and they could get the shot. I mean, talk about like embodying like who you want your future self to be. Embodying like I don't give a fuck attitude. Embodying like watch me on my move, right? Like, it was so much more than a photo shoot. It was really like embodying this like next version of who I really wanted to be. And also like who I actually am. But I truly felt like I wasn't ever showcasing it, or I really wasn't showcasing it to its fullest. And I really wanted that to come out. Also, you know, I've made a lot of changes in my business. I made a lot of changes with my business model. I've made a lot of changes with the investments to work with me. I've made a lot of changes with who I work with, right? Like, I'm calling in a lot more companies and brick and mortar. So it was like I really wanted to even up level like the aesthetics of the brand and what the brand looked like. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, at the beginning, I felt a little bit like a sellout, because if you've been here, you know that I talk about like your grid doesn't have to look aesthetically pleasing. You can totally like have it look like a shit show. It doesn't matter. And I think that that's all totally fine. And I don't really believe in a feed that needs to look aesthetically pleasing or a certain way. But if you're trying to call in a certain thing or starting to shift to another thing, I think that it does matter. And what was happening was I was starting to get in front of corporations, and I was starting to get in front of a different caliber of people for a different arm of my business, right? A different leg of my business. And it's like, if they want me to come in and speak at their office, or they want me to help them in their brick and mortar business, they don't really understand homeless Jill. They don't understand why I'm always in a ball cap in Jordans, right? And they can't see past like, what's she going to look like when she comes into my organization? Is she going to be polished? Is she going to be put together, right? So it was really about like still staying so true to who I was, but also like adding this like sleek business edge, right? That's why I'm in Jordans in a suit. That's why I'm in a ponytail in a suit, right? That's why I still stuck so much to me. Like, that's why I'm in super fancy, expensive jeans walking down the street in heels, but I'm still wearing my baseball hat, right? That's why I'm in a suit coat and a baseball hat, because I still wanted to still be like 100% who I was, but also like moving into this like next level evolution. So that was really like a big part of why I wanted to do this. And the last part of it was I wanted to stand out. I wanted to disrupt the market, right? So many people have reached out to me and they were like, no one is doing what you're doing. I've never seen a coach really like in a suit holding a Playboy or like these types of magazine covers, or, you know, with smoke going around, or, you know, like the way that you're putting the content out. And that's what I wanted, because for the last 6 months, if I could throw a rock and see another coach with neon pink or teal and pink or the same type of content, I was literally looking like everybody else, and I no longer wanted to look like everybody else, and I needed to drastically disrupt what my feed looked like, right? So that was a big part of why I did it. And what I'm excited about for 2024 is like big moves, bold moves, unapologetically still being myself, but while still being like who I am, right? Making scary moves and bringing you guys along with me on the journey. I mean, some of you guys are literally my OGs. You have been here since I first hit play on my Instagram or on my Facebook, and you're still here. You're my ride or dies. And what I want to show you is like, I'm just going first. I'm just leading the way. And I want you guys to all see that as well, that like, if Jill can do it, I can do it. So you guys, that's a little bit of the story behind the brand evolution. That's why I did it. That's what I'm so excited about. And I encourage you to like pull up a chair for 2024, because not only is it going to be like hot for me, but it's going to be so hot for my clients and the results that they're getting as well. So stay tuned.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.